Asu Sainte Marie hospitality and tourism icon is currently halfway around the world embarking on an epic weeks-long bicycle trip around Morocco with his granddaughter, with hopes of raising funds in support of humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. JJ Hilsinger and granddaughter Emily Hillstrom were scheduled to arrive in Morocco on Saturday to embark on a 2,700-kilometer cycling tour of the country. Reached by phone before the trip, Hillstrom said this will be the second weeks-long cycling trip through the TDA Global Cycling's range of tours for herself and Hilsinger. "He really inspired me to do the last one we did together, which was in India. We actually went to India for about 7 weeks back in 2016, said Hillstrom. Even at 83 years old, Hilsinger is still inspiring his granddaughter. "I grew up having a love for being outdoors and being active but not much for cycling. I guess when I was in my teens I started to go out with him more and would kind of travel around Ontario and do those kinds of 1 or 2 day trips." Hillstrom said she had a lot to learn in 2016 when she arrived in India with her hybrid road, mountain bike, the same one she is bringing this year to Morocco. "That was my first taste for something more adventurous and expeditious, like we are doing again," she said. "For me, the most special part is I get to do it with my grandfather. You never know how many more times you're going to get for trips like this, so I am taking advantage of it while I can." Hillstrom said based on her experience in India, the company running the tours keeps things interesting. "One night we stayed at a castle, the next we stayed in a shack with no windows, but they don't tell you in advance and I like that part. It's what keep you motivated because you never know what you're going to get and there is a bit of an element of surprise," she said. "They support you, they move your bags for you and feed you, but you never know where you are going to end up and stay at night." Hillstrom said TDA Global also keeps cyclists guessing about the challenges that lay ahead each day of the trip, which she found out during one especially grueling 87-kilometer day in India. "On about kilometer 83 we were excited there was only 4 kilometers left and those last 4 kilometers we ended up walking our bikes up a mountain, it was so steep. That was probably 3 hours of walking," she said. "Those are little things they surprise you with and challenge you with to really push you mentally and physically. This Morocco trip is doing away with the hotels entirely, with the touring cyclist camping each night. We are going everywhere from the coast to the desert to the mountains. We are getting a full circle tour of the country," said Hillstrom. Although she isn't sure exactly how it will be achieved yet, Hillstrom said the pair are hoping to use the trip to raise funds for humanitarian relief efforts in Ukraine. "We both want to give back," said Hillstrom. "We are doing something so incredible for ourselves, so if we can do something to give back to others at the same time, that for me is what it's about." She added, "But for me this trip is about my family and getting to do something with my grandfather. Most people don't ever have this kind of opportunity to do any kind of trip, let alone riding your bike 3,000 kilometers across a country."